You are watching a meeting with a professional today from the Global HR Laboratory, and I would like to welcome here Mr. Tom Short, who is co-founder and CEO of Kudos Company, which is cooperating with the company Sales to Win. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me here.
I would like to give you a few questions.
Sure.
The first of my question is that we already know they are a guru of social recognition. And in your speech, you are talking and you will mention that motivation is changing. Can you tell us how exactly motivation changed in the world?
A lot of offices and companies aren't looking at motivation and satisfaction as much as they're looking at employee engagement. They're trying to find ways to get their employees to lean in more and to put in that extra discretionary effort. And it goes beyond just pure motivation and satisfaction. It's starting to be all about aligning people's values to the way that they work and getting to them on a personal level where they feel more connected to the business and one another.
Why is this happening, and what does it all mean for our future, for the companies?
The workforce is changing. The boomers are retiring, and millennials are coming into the workforce. And the millennials are used to instant information, instant recognition, and being connected all the time. And so the way that they work and collaborate and cooperate is far different than we did when we first started working. So the workplace is changing with social technology as the workplace becomes an area where everyone's collaborating all the time.
Do you have any example how motivation may affect the company performance?
Absolutely. All of the research definitely points towards organizations that have more engaged employees do have higher performance, whether it's on metrics of financial results or retention, recruitment, customer service across the board. So if your employees are more engaged, more motivated in the workplace, your business will do better.
Let's come to the generations. Do you think that young generation, let's say millennials, Generation Y, needs to be more motivated than our more skilled and experienced?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, millennials have been connected all their lives. They grew up with a phone in their hands, and so as the workplace becomes more social and more mobile, millennials are looking for instant feedback and instant access to their mentors and coaches. They don't look at things in the same ways that we do from a traditional hierarchy. It's an open playbook for them. They can reach out and talk to anyone, seek advice, gather information, and of course are looking for that feedback and recognition in real time. So it is definitely a changing workplace for everybody.
Okay, so how exactly social technologies can help us to have motivated people?
Absolutely. And it's beyond recognition. It's wellness, assessments, collaboration. It's just the workplace is getting a lot more personal, like for employers and managers to be more connected to their team members, to know more about them on an individual level and vice versa, and to understand what individually motivates each individual is much more important than trying to have one product or one idea that fits all people. And so it's getting down to a personal level, and when your team is motivated, you can use different levers and engagement drivers to help them along their career path, help them along helping the company reach its goals and achieving its objectives.
And do you think that social technologies can be suitable for all of the generations?
Absolutely. There is a need to transfer knowledge to the younger folks, and social technology is great for that, because you can have a conversation and collaboration through various forums and private social networks. And the opportunity for the younger millennials to learn from the boomers and the people who are retiring is best served through a collaborative environment that is social.
Okay. Now just imagine that I am managing director of the owner of the company. What should be the first step? What shall I do? Where shall I start in order to motivate my people and give them appreciation?
It starts with a thank you. It just, everybody wants to feel valued at work. Whether they're the receptionist or the CEO, it goes both ways. And in a social environment, it's peer-to-peer, manager-to-peer. And where you need to start is just by creating an environment, empowering everyone to be a keeper of the culture, and just basically saying thank you and showing appreciation for the things that people do. And if you do that, people will know that you care, and if they know that you care, they'll start caring more about the business and helping the business achieve its goals.
Tom, thank you very much for a nice discussion, and enjoy the rest of the event.